You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. India's gross domestic product in real terms grew at 6.1% in the fourth quarter of last fiscal, a pace significantly higher than what most analysts expected, official data showed on Wednesday. A solid farm sector, buoyant services sector, a moderate pickup in manufacturing, robust government capex, and a favorable base pushed the quarterly growth. More than anything, net exports boosted the headline figure. With this, the National Statistical Office's provisional estimates of the economic growth in FY23 came in at 7.2%, as against the advance estimates of 7%. The pace of growth was slower as compared to 9.1% recorded in FY22, but it represented a growth of 10.1% over the pre-pandemic year FY20. The latest data has given some credence to the notion of the government and the Reserve Bank of India that after a sequential slowdown for the two quarters through Q3, the growth momentum may have returned to an extent, weathering external headwinds. Up next, the Securities and Exchange Board of India on Wednesday proposed to tighten the guidelines for foreign funds with a substantial stake in Indian companies. The decision comes on the back of criticism regarding the lack of oversight over the ultimate beneficial owners and foreign portfolio investments in the Adani Group. In a consultation paper, the regulator has proposed mandating additional disclosure from high-risk FPIs with assets of over Rs 25,000 crore to prevent circumventing norms with respect to minimum public shareholding. SEBI has defined high-risk FPIs as those holding more than 50% of their equity assets under management in a single corporate group. It has estimated that around 6% or Rs 2.6 trillion of the FPI investment falls in the high-risk category. The rules also aims to keep a check on hostile acquisitions of Indian entities. The additional disclosure would include granular data of all entities with any ownership, economic interest or control rights on a full look-through basis up to the level of all natural persons and or public retail funds or large public listed entities, says the regulator. Moving on to some aviation news, India's civil aviation market may be the third largest in the world, but foreign airlines have consistently dominated the overseas passenger traffic. Reason? Lack of direct connectivity options, shortage of full-service carriers, below-par customer experience and service quality. While short-haul international destinations like the West Asia and Southeast Asia are being covered by low-cost carriers such as IndiGo and SpiceJet, as well as full-service ones, long-haul destinations in Europe, Australia and North America are being serviced by only Air India and Vistara. The void created by the exit of Jet Airways, which was the largest Indian carrier in the international aviation market, with a share of 15% in total and 40% among Indian carriers, was filled by foreign carriers. The situation is showing no signs of improving. According to DGCA data, Indian carriers flew 21 million passengers in 2022, having a share of 45%, the lowest since 2019. Foreign carriers served 26.26 million passengers with a share of 55%. As compared to 2022, India's international civil aviation market recorded a steep jump in the March quarter of 2023, bringing it close to the 2019 level. In other news, intermittent rain spells during the ongoing summer season have hurt sales of products such as air conditioners, refrigerators, and beverages, top companies have told FE. The problem is particularly acute in the north, a region that contributes to 35% of overall summer sales, where unseasonal rains in key markets such as Delhi NCR in April-May has disrupted business, resulting in a sharp dip in sales. At the industry level, the overall AC and refrigerator sales this summer have fallen by around 30-40% versus last year. The north market has been bad on account of rain spells through April and May, says Kamal Nandi, business head and executive vice president, Godrej Appliances. This is definitely a cause for concern because the summer season is important for manufacturers of cooling products, he said. While the hot weather in the west, east and the south of the country have helped appliance and beverage makers to some extent, the north has been a clear dampener, top executive said. And finally, news from D Street. The SGX Nifty lost 0.37% in trade on Thursday morning, signalling that domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex would open on a negative basis, continuing to extend losses after snapping a four-day winning streak on Wednesday. Nifty futures were 69 points lower on the Singaporean exchange at 18,595. Benchmark indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex ended Wednesday's session in the red. Nifty 50 fell almost 100 points to 18,534, and Sensex plunged 346.89 points to 62,622. Cipla, Adani Ports, Adani Green Energy, HDFC Life Insurance, Cipla, Coal India, Vedanta are stocks to watch today. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.